Welcome to a special bonus feature of our Inkscape Quest podcast, Horsepower with Heart, Episode 3. Here we take a dip into the captivating world of Diana Mukpo's autobiography, Dragon Thunder. Join us as we share a glimpse into the pages of her remarkable life story. Diana herself will treat us to reading an excerpt, offering a glimpse specifically into some moments of the dressage training experiences that have shaped her riding career. So sit back, relax, and let the words of Dragon Thunder begin to invite some reflections of your own intimate relationships to horses through your own individual and cultural histories.
I had been waiting for so long to study at the Spanish Riding School, and after one day, I was feeling deeply discouraged and humiliated. However, I was determined to go forward. I remember thinking, if I want to get the training and I want to learn this properly, I am going to have to take my personal feelings out of the situation. I'm going to have to take nothing personally and try to take only the good out of this. I have to use my time to learn. I must try my best to not become upset with anything that anybody says. Amazingly, I stuck to this, and this attitude helped me in good stead the entire time that I rode in the school. Rinpoche had given me the basic advice that I needed when I started riding with Katas, and now I found that I could give myself the advice to persevere at the Spanish Riding School, knowing that this was a precious opportunity that would not come again. There's definitely value in the approach they follow at the school. Putting intense pressure on people creates such a sharp edge that people have to push themselves very hard to absolutely do their best. On the other hand, sometimes that approach can have a demeaning and degrading aspect to it. When you are trying your best and the teacher is still relentlessly criticizing you, you ultimately may begin to loathe your instructor. In fact, I think this method encourages that. I definitely went through periods of that when I was training in the school. The mentality is that you will get good in spite of your instructor. You feel that because they are so demeaning, you're going to show them. When I'm working with my own students, I try not to rob them of their self-esteem. When people are learning a discipline, it's essential at times to put pressure on them. I had witnessed Rinpoche using this approach with people, including myself many times. You have to inspire people to perform at their best. However, if you make people feel worthless, you create aggression between teacher and student. I feel that 99% of what I learned in the Spanish Riding School was fantastic, but 1% was, for me, about learning what not to do as a teacher. This is just my opinion. I don't feel qualified to pass judgment on the methods they use at the school, because they produced brilliant riders and brilliant horses. It is my personal feeling, however, that we should always work with students in an uplifted manner. As time went on, my experience in the school became more and more enriching. I think I earned respect by sticking with the program and not by being overly reactive. I was given exceptional horses to ride, and I had exceptional instructors. I also had the opportunity to broaden my knowledge about dressage and horsemanship in general by reading books in a wonderful library at the school. At the Spanish, I also began to understand dressage in another way, as a true Shambhala discipline. The discipline of dressage is a very direct way of harnessing wind horse. At times, when I was training there, my riding would completely click. When everything clicks into place, the experience is unbelievable. You feel that nothing whatsoever is happening in a very positive sense. How do you realize that? Your mind and your horse's body become as one. You experience a regal, uplifted feeling that Rinpoche would describe as the experience of a universal monarch. At times, it goes beyond even that. You can have experience of non-thought, mind beyond mind. The horse also shares some of this experience, I believe. The horses get absolutely hooked on the energy and the discipline if the rider is good. Recently, I was listening to one of the top coaches in the United States talk to his students before they went around the ring at a horse show. He said, pull yourself up, let them know that you're there. Radiate confidence when you go around the ring. Make the judges say, look at me. From my perspective, he was basically explaining in his own way how to raise Windhorse. He had obviously had this experience himself, and he was trying to communicate it. I believe that the best riders all understand this. So much of riding is working with your own state of mind. If you let your mind get in the way, you can't work with your horse. I see that in terms of my own development, and I see that in watching other riders and working with students. To be a good rider, you have to go beyond your conceptual ideas about it. You've got to constantly question yourself, to question your state of mind, to push yourself, to constantly be looking at yourself. Otherwise, you don't get any better. There's never a feeling of having mastered the discipline. You can never master dressage. Anybody who's any good is constantly learning. There's never a sense of having arrived at the ultimate destination. Dressage also teaches you the ability to focus. If you're riding well, even at the most basic level, you don't think about anything except what you're doing. You're completely focused. You have to have control over your mind. If you can't control your mind, you definitely can't control your horse's mind. I learned this over and over again while I was training at the Spanish Riding School.
Thank you so much, Diana. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Trudy, very much.
Thank you for tuning in today to this special bonus feature of the Inscape Quest podcast with my special guest, Diana Mukpo. Please be sure to share this bonus feature with a friend and check the subscribe or follow button. It's free and you'll get a reminder of more episodes.